Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, here we go. It's time for the Thursday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again to take you on this 10-minute sports journey of ours. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the only podcast for local sports fans where you get all the news and stories about your teams that you care about the most. And there was a little nip in the air this morning. It felt like fall for the first time, which makes Matt very happy. With that in mind, we'll get to the football weekend ahead, but let's start with the Braves, who got another win last night. They beat Arizona 9-2 for their fourth straight win, and they lowered their magic number, to 9. And their East lead remains 3 over the Phillies, 4 in the all-important loss column. I thought the biggest, most important thing about last night was Ian Anderson, who was outstanding. He went 7 innings, gave up just 2 hits, 1 run, walked 1, and struck out 8. Ian retired the final 17 Arizona hitters he faced in this game. Now, why is that most important? Well, the Braves know what they have at 1-2 with Charlie Morton and Max Fried if they're able to clinch the NL East. But what we saw last night out of Ian, if he can take that and finish over his last couple of starts with that kind of momentum, is they would feel good, I'm sure, about giving him the ball in Game 3 of a playoff series. The Ian we saw last year was a little bit spoiling, that he just came up to the bigs and it just worked for him. There is, you know, so many instances, and we've seen this with Braves young pitchers, of getting sort of acclimated to the bigs, the ups and downs. That's what happens with young pitching. And Ian's had that a little bit here in year two between the injuries and some of the stuff around the injury. But I thought last night was so encouraging to watch him get in that groove. His fastball was on point. Changeup was great. And again, that's a very big deal if he can take that momentum into his final couple of starts. The other thing for the Braves is they got the offense started early. You got the Jorge Soler walk to lead the game off. Freddie Freeman doubles, and then Ozzie Albies hits the sac fly to make it 1-0. Then Adam Duvall hits what looks like a 3-run home run, but the umpires don't make a call right away to signal home run. So Austin Riley, who was on second base, or was on first base, excuse me, starts heading back to first, and Adam Duvall passes him. Now, by the letter of the law, yes, Riley's going to be out at that point. So instead of a home run, it's a 2-run single. Couple of things here. Number one, the umpires right there have to do a better job of making a call one way or another and then allowing replay to look at something like that if, in fact, you make a call on the field, because their indecision made it impossible for Austin Riley to know how to, you know, approach, do I keep running because the ball hit the glove of the left fielder and bounced into the stands, or do I go back so I don't get doubled up? So that's part one. Part two, one day baseball, we'll actually smarten up and put a microphone on these umpires so the fans in the stands know what's going on, so the fans at home aren't left to guess what's happening. Folks, I love baseball. I always have. But it takes them so long to make the easiest decisions, obvious improvements to its game, or in this case, the presentation or the explanation of its game. It makes no sense. Nonetheless, the Braves led 3-0 at that point. They would add on when Austin Riley would hit his 31st home run of the season in the third inning. It was a 449-foot blast. Austin now has 95 RBIs, well on his way to 100. I saw our friend Kevin McAlpin from the Braves Radio Network had this note on Riley's second half. In 61 games, he's hitting .338, 15 doubles, 17 home runs, 53 runs batted in with a 1.002 OPS. So he's doing everything and more that an MVP candidate should give you. Braves also got the 30th home run from Ozzie Albies last night. He now has 100 RBIs. What a remarkable season, too, for Ozzie, who has hit leadoff, has hit second, now hitting third again. He's hit cleanup. He plays a gold glove level defense. He's just been outstanding. Ozzie Albies became the third second baseman in Braves franchise history to go over 30 home runs in a single season. The other two, Davey Johnson did it back in 1973, and the great Dan Uggla did it 10 years ago in 2011. So hats off to Ozzy in the year he's putting together. Freddie Freeman added a two-run home run in the ninth to give the Braves even more breathing room. They led 9-2 at that point. Freddie now has 31 home runs. He continues just to be everything we expect out of Freddie Freeman, hitting .304. He'll put himself in, you know, the vote for MVP as well, considering what he's done in this second half. The Braves improved to 51-29 against teams with losing records. That's an impressive number, and frankly, that's going to be the difference if and when they win this division between the Braves and the Phillies. Think about what the Phillies have done. They lost 3-4 to Arizona. Braves are on the doorstep of trying to sweep the Diamondbacks. Phillies lost a game to Baltimore in this series they're playing right now, and frankly, could have lost either of the last couple of games. Beating bad baseball teams is a very important deal when you're the Braves, who are not great, but good enough to handle those clubs. Braves will try to sweep Arizona today with Charlie Morton going against Madison Bumgarner at 3:40. Then the Braves are off to San Diego for their final road series of the season. It looks like they're going to be getting the Padres at the right time. San Diego lost again last night. They've dropped 5 in a row. They're 3-11 over their last 14 games, and they're now 6 games back of the wild card lead, which is held by the Cardinals, with just 11 games to play, so they're buried. Then the Braves will come home for that all-important series with the Phillies. Maybe one of those will be clinch night. Then the Braves will close out the season with the Mets before determining, are they going to need to make up the Colorado game that was rained out, or will they look ahead to postseason play? Any combination of Braves wins and Phillies losses at this point equaling 9 will give the Braves their 4th straight NL East championship. We are brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. It's such a great time of year with football taking up your weekends, baseball heading to the postseason, to get to the Daily Draft, the ultimate sports bar experience on Main Street in downtown Woodstock. What makes it different than any other sports bar experience? Well, they have a walk-up window for you can where you can order drinks before you walk through the door. They have wall-to-wall flat screens, one of the biggest TVs you'll find at any sports bar restaurant in Atlanta, plus self-serve taps, a craft beer bar, a chef-inspired menu, which is just great for everybody in your family, you and your buddies, if you want to make it a boys' night out or a date night. All the right options you're looking for. And if you want to go have lunch at the Daily Draft, they'll take 10% off that lunch order today or any day when you mention this podcast, The Daily 10. Say to your server, I was listening to The Daily 10. I want my 10% off. And they'll do it for you. All right, let's move on. The Falcons get ready for their matchup with the Giants on Sunday. The Falcons are still a three-point favorite in the – They're a three-point underdog in the game against the Giants at MetLife. 1 o'clock kick on Sunday. The injury situation is worth watching for both teams. For the Falcons, starting wide receiver Russell Gage, he didn't practice yesterday with an ankle injury. A.J. Terrell is still in concussion protocol, so his status for Sunday is unknown. For the Giants, it's a long list. Their linebacker, Cam Brown, didn't practice yesterday. Neither did Nate Ebner, one of their DBs. Austin Johnson, one of their defensive linemen. Add to that a list of guys who are limited in participation. Saquon Barkley, their tight end, Evan Ingram. Wide receiver, Kenny Galladay. Corner, Logan Ryan. Caden Smith. So they've got some things to worry about heading into this one. Now, we've mentioned several times, leading into this game and this three-game stretch where the Falcons will face the Giants, Washington at home, and then the Jets in London. This is an opportunity to face three beatable teams who have as many flaws as the Falcons do. These are games you need to find a way to win, and by doing that, when you're facing teams that are like you, I mean, execution becomes the difference. Executing in game is obvious, and that's something the Falcons have to do a better job at. They have to coach better, and they have to just make fewer mistakes than a team like the Giants. Essentially everything they didn't do against the Eagles. Look at the mistakes in week one and then week two for the Falcons. Week one against the Eagles, red zone issues, penalties, interior line issues keeping Philadelphia away from Matt Ryan. It's not good enough. And then in week two, it was a lack of a run game, short yardage conversion issues, awful field position, and turnovers. Falcons aren't good enough against really good teams. They're not good enough against mediocre teams to overcome that stuff. Arthur Smith, when we come out of this game, we need to say he got the best of Joe Judge. We need to say Dean Pease got the best of Jason Garrett, because again, this is a winnable game. The Washington game and the Jets, all very winnable games. I said I think they'll win 2 or 3 of these and be 2 and 3 overall heading to the bye. We'll see if I'm right starting this Sunday. All right, let's get to the college football. Georgia remains a big old fat 35.5 point favorite over Vanderbilt Saturday at noon in Nashville. I'm very curious to see if Kirby's going to play quarterback roulette again early in this game against Vandy. JT Daniels talked to the media yesterday and gave an update kind of on his oblique injury situation and said he's been dealing with it since fall camp, and it still, you know, bites him at times, but it's getting better. Still doesn't explain Kirby taking JT out as early as he did after two really good series last week where JT was 8 for 9 against South Carolina for 119 yards and a touchdown. So will that be a part of the early game plan where Stetson Bennett gets into this game at some point before the game's out of hand? My answer is I don't know, but I'm hoping that's not the case because, again, your quarterback is JT Daniels. He's healthy. If he's in a groove, don't mess with the thing. Now, if it gets out of hand, play JT. See, more important to me, instead of playing Stetson, play Carson Beck at that point. See what you have there. Get him some reps. If he is supposed to be a part of any kind of future blowout games in the second half against SEC opponents, why wouldn't you get him some reps? And Georgia Tech is a 12.5-point underdog. They're going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium Saturday night against North Carolina. Carolina clearly a better football team, but Georgia Tech is going to try to ride some of the momentum they took even out of a loss last week against Clemson, playing that game very tough. Georgia Tech's defense did a good job. They had offensive opportunities. Now, that Clemson defense is better than Carolina's, so maybe when Georgia Tech gets in the red zone, there is better execution, some better play design, and an opportunity to pull an upset. It's not a huge upset, but it's a big enough upset when you're a double-digit underdog on, quote, a neutral field that is right down the road from your campus. Let's see if Georgia Tech can build off what they did against Clemson and try to play North Carolina deep into the fourth quarter. All right, if you guys would, hit the subscribe button or follow this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite pods. It's available on all your favorite podcast platforms from Apple to Google to Spotify, Stitcher, you name it. You can find it in all those outlets. Also, keep in mind the Daily Draft is a hop, skip, and a jump from you. Downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Go have lunch today over there. They'll take 10% off your lunch order. Ask them about the game day platter or the tailgate box to get your football needs taken care of. Have a great Thursday. We will do this all again tomorrow on the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a 3-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.